Many blessings to you all, and welcome to your journey in faith with the Reverend Dr. Amos Chewachong. Our text for reflection is Isaiah 43, the verses 1 to 7. Isaiah chapter 43, the verses 1 to 7. But now this is what the Lord says, He who created you, Jacob, He who formed you, Israel. Do not fear, for I have redeemed you. I have summoned you by name, you are mine. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you. And when you pass through the rivers, they will not sweep over you. When you walk through the fire, you will not be burned. The flames will not set you ablaze. For I am the Lord your God, the Holy One of Israel, your Savior. I give Egypt for your ransom, Cush and Seba in your stead. Since you are precious and honored in my sight, and because I love you, I will give people in exchange for you, nations in exchange for your life. Do not be afraid, for I am with you. I will bring your children from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give them up, and to the south, do not hold them back. Bring my sons from afar and my daughters from the ends of the earth, everyone who is called by my name, whom I created for my glory, whom I formed and made. My theme for reflection is hope and renewal in times of exile. Hope and renewal in times of exile. In times of hardship and uncertainty, it is easy to feel as if we are living in exile, disconnected from the life we once knew or hoped for. This sense of displacement is not unique to our modern world. It resonates deeply with the experience of the people of Judah during the Babylonian exile. While it is important to acknowledge the suffering of the exiled Judeans and avoid trivializing their experience, the metaphor of exile holds significant meaning for us today. Many of us face our own forms of exile. Whether it is the loss of jobs, the breakdown of community structures, environmental degradation, or personal struggles that leave us feeling adrift and disconnected. Despite these challenges, the words of 2 Isaiah remind us that God's promises remain steadfast. Isaiah 43:1-7 offers a powerful message. When you pass through the waters, I will be with you, and through the rivers, they shall not overwhelm you. When you walk through fire, you shall not be burnt, and the flame shall not consume you. This passage doesn't promise that we won't face trials, but it assures us that we will not face them alone and that they will not ultimately defeat us. The imagery of fire and flood is rich with biblical significance. From the waters of the Red Sea to the Jordan River, and from the burning bush to the pillar of fire, these elements symbolize both danger and divine deliverance. Early Christians saw their renewal in the waters of baptism, paralleling the Jewish purification rituals. Similarly, fire is not only a destructive force, but also a purifying one, as seen in John the Baptist's prophecy of being baptized with the Holy Spirit and fire. In every generation, believers have faced elements that seem overwhelming. Yet Scripture transforms these threats into opportunities for experiencing God's saving grace. By viewing our struggles through the lens of faith, we can find hope and renewal, trusting that God is with us in every trial. My dear friends, today we can draw strength from the message of Isaiah as we navigate our own exiles. Whether we are dealing with personal hardships, societal challenges, or global crises, this passage reminds us that God's presence and promises are unchanging. It invites us to see our trials as opportunities for growth and renewal, assured that God is with us every step of the way. There are two questions for reflection. Number one, how can the metaphor of exile apply to your current life situation? In what ways do you feel displaced or disconnected? Number two, what are some practical ways you can seek and recognize God's presence and guidance during your personal trials and challenges? Heavenly Father, we thank you for the enduring messages of hope and encouragement found in the writings of Isaiah. In times of exile and hardship, help us to remember your promises and to trust in your presence. Guide us through our trials, transforming them into opportunities for growth and renewal. In the name of Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, we pray. Amen. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be and abide with us all, now and forevermore. Amen.